American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document, page 312. Here is the translated text as follows. 280X, American State Trials. Every word on that chart is taken from the evidence, and it will show you that Frank did not have time to commit the crime charged to him. The state has wriggled a lot in this affair. They put up little George Epps, and he swore that he and Mary Fagan got to town about 7 after 12. Then they used other witnesses, and my friend Dorsey tried to boot the Epps boys' evidence aside as though it were nothing. The two streetcar men, Hollis and Matthews, say that Mary Fagan got to Forsyth and Marietta at 5 or 6 minutes after 12, and they stuck to it, despite every attempt to bulldoze them. Then Matthews, who rode on the car to Whitehall and Mitchell, says that Mary Fagan rode around with him to Broad and Hunter Streets before she got off. Well, the state put up McCoy, the man who never got his watch out of soak until about the time he was called as a witness, and they had him swear that he looked at his watch at Walton and Forsyth, and he never had any watch. And it was 12 o'clock exactly. Then he walked down the street and saw Mary Fagan on her way to the factory. Now, I don't believe McCoy ever saw Mary Fagan. Epps may have seen her, but the state apparently calls him a liar when they introduce other testimony to show a change of time from what he swore to. It's certain those two streetcar men who knew the girl saw her, but the state comes in with the watchless McCoy and Kenley, the Jew hater, and try to advance new theories about the time and different ones from what their own witness had sworn to. Well, we have enough to prove the time, all right. We have the streetcar schedule, the statement of Hollis and Matthews, and of George Epps, the state's own witness. The next thing is, how long did it take Conley to go through with what he claims happened from the time he went into Frank's office and was told to get the body until he left the factory? According to Conley's own statement, he started at 4 minutes to 1 o'clock and got through at 1:30 o'clock, making 34 minutes in all.